The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. How you doing today? I'm broadcasting from my studio in Santa Barbara, California. I'm Nancy Newcomer, and we are going to have a great show today. In a little while, we're going to welcome a couple onto the air. I am really excited to welcome Nick Nigro and Bay Ewald. They are the founders of the boutique culinary arts company called Come We Create. They are also cookbook authors, and they have so much going on in the culinary world. Really fun and a different spin, maybe kind of a different kind of interview today. They have so much happening. They're up in Portland, Oregon, and I'm really excited to talk to them about food and life and their cookbook and all the things that they have going on. So we're really excited to have them on the air today. Also want to say thanks to my sponsor, Go Cleanse. We always appreciate them. We wouldn't have the show without our friends at Go Cleanse. You can reach them at 805-500-4644, and I'll talk about them in just a minute. Boy, it has been kind of a crazy month. Lots going on. I told you I was down in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, still recovering from... Actually, I was only there for about 5 days, but I had the best time with friends and enjoying the amazing cuisine. I'll tell you, one of my very favorite places to eat in the world is in New Orleans. You just cannot have a bad meal there, and it's just extraordinary. So I have to be quite honest, though. It's taken me a while to kind of get back in the groove here, cooking for myself again, and I got really spoiled down there. It was so much fun. And I will tell you, though, I am experimenting with some of the spices I brought back. I think I told you guys that my friend Lori... she stashed about 5 different spice packets, Creole and Cajun and all these wonderful things for me to try out. She stuffed those in my suitcase, and I didn't discover them till I got home. So I'm just adding things to, scrambled eggs. And that's pretty good, too, some of these spices. So I'm going to try to recreate some of the dishes I tried down there. The seafood was amazing. It was really a lot of fun. And believe it or not, even though, it's known for heavy foods and sauces and all that stuff, there's a lot of great clean eating you can do down in New Orleans, especially with the availability of the seafood. So that was just so much fun. I just loved it. And I have to tell you, I have been eating more fish since I've been home. And what's cool about it, too, is that I've been able to incorporate that into the Go Cleanse thing, because I've kind of had to get back on my cleanse here after being gone. I want to encourage any of you who are looking make a stand for your health. You want to get healthy, maybe drop a few pounds to try the Go Cleanse program. Now, I've shared with you that I've started the program a year ago and I've lost 50 pounds. And it's been really the first time I've been able to keep the weight off. And it's been really wonderful. And a lot of people ask me about it because of the success and the longevity. It's been really great. What I love about it is that you're not starving yourself. You are using wonderful products, but also cooking real good food and cooking clean and eating well. I've been able to make that tangerine dream halibut and that salmon I do. I love that. Fresh salads and salsas and all kinds of good stuff. And by the way, if you want to try Go Cleanse, what's really great about it, besides the fact that you're really being good to your body, is you're going to have a coach that'll help you every step of the way. And you also have access to some great recipes, the Go Cleanse newsletter. And I'm really excited that they've asked me to do recipes for them. And I've been doing that for the last, actually, I think since January. So some of the things that you see on my blog at nancynewcomer.com are featured in the Go Cleanse newsletter. So that's really fun. If you would like to check out what's going on, ask questions, give Go Cleanse a call. The coaches there have all done the program. So you are not getting salespeople. You're getting real people who are living this lifestyle right now. And you can check them out on the website too. Go to my website, nancynewcomer.com. There's a link there. There's also a link on Empower Radio, and also call them. Easy to do. 805-500-4644. That's 805-500-4644. Today is really fun. I'm really excited to welcome Nick Nigro and Bay Ewald. I told you they're the founders of the boutique culinary arts company. It's called Come We Create. You can actually check them out at comewecreate.com. They are also the co-authors of the new cookbook, Living the Mediterranean Diet. I'm really excited to talk with them about what they're up to. Welcome, Nick and Bay.
Hi, Nancy.
How's it going?
Great. Are you guys up in Portland right now, or are you on the road?
We indeed are in Portland.
Great. Oh, one of my favorite cities. My brother lives up there. There's a lot of good food up there.
Oh, my gosh. Everywhere we go. We've started to spend so much money on food. We've had to limit ourselves to happy hours, which is a fabulous way to go in Portland. But, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's a culinary wonderland.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I love what's going on up there. There's never a dull moment, and there's always a great coffee place to discover, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I think people are intrigued. You have a boutique culinary arts company called Come We Create. And, you know, a lot of people would look at your website and think, okay, it's a food blog. Can you talk about what it is that you do that sort of distinguishes you apart from just a regular food blog?
I guess the main difference is that we started our company as a personal chef and catering business. And then through that kind of started to focus more on the stories of food, and wasn't necessarily for recipes and to, you know, inspire people with things that we learned, but just more through the stories behind the food and just how those stories bring us every day.
Right. So we do a ton of food photography. And sometimes we let the images speak for themselves, but more often than not, we're really trying to get to what's behind the food, what's, you know, the history or the story or the background of the person making it. And so we like to take it a step further than just the food. We like to really get behind the scenes with the food.
And so do people hire you? I've read that you guys do menu creation for restaurants. You cater. Talk about some of that stuff.
Right. So we actually, there is a cafe opening in Long Beach called Avatar Cafe. And they wanted like a very kind of specialized, highly unique menu. So we ended up, we did a few recipes from our cookbook, like they'll be serving our watermelon gazpacho, a beet carpaccio, which is, you know, we arrange sliced beets on a plate and make it look like beef carpaccio, but it's made with beef. And then we have some wackier stuff, like they're doing edible flower popsicles and strawberry guacamole. So yeah, they'll be opening in a few weeks, which is very exciting.
And then possibly in the future, looking to start our own business with maybe one of the owners.
One day we want to have a restaurant.
Oh, I think you're well on your way. I want to skip over back to the cookbook that you guys have, because I was looking at the pictures and, you know, of course, we all love the food photography. And what's so appealing about what you do, it just, everything just jumps out at you. When you start drooling when you look at photos, that's when you know, you know it's good cookbook.
So we're doing it right. Good. I'm glad to know you drooled, Nancy. That makes me extremely happy.
I did. Okay. So your cookbook is called Living the Mediterranean Diet, and it just came out, correct?
It actually is not even out yet. So it will be out by the end of May. It's available for pre-order on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's now available at Target as well, and hopefully other places too.
Oh, cool. Okay. So I was looking inside. What I really enjoyed about your cookbook, not only were, you know, the recipes look amazing, the food photography, but you talk about a little bit about the Mediterranean diet, and you talk about cooking by season and also planting and gardening. These recipes, did you guys just grow up cooking this way? Or tell us about what made you get interested in cooking in the first place, because obviously you guys have been working on these recipes or perfected this stuff over a long time. I'm just curious about what your inspiration or sort of the backstory is about the cookbook.
Sure. So Bay grew up on an avocado farm, and so she's been inspired by cooking at home with her family, and just having fresh fruits and vegetables always on hand. For me, I grew up in an Italian-American family, and just food was, we were talking about dinner at breakfast or talking about tomorrow's meal, you know, the night before. Like, everything was about food. And so I think that's kind of how we try to spin, a creative spin, with old family recipes, or just, you know, what we're inspired by, what's out there right now.
And Nick's dad is this fantastic, loving Italian man. And he makes the most. There's some recipes in the cookbook. We do his, your clam, what does he call it?
Linguine
and clam sauce, sorry. Which is just like this amazing meal that he'll spend all day perfecting and making. And he loves having people over. And I think that a lot of that is kind of translated into Nick's way of cooking. If people come over, you know, Nick always is just going to say, let me feed you. And then my family, my mom, she was always cooking just hearty, wholesome meals with fresh ingredients. And yes, we both just grew up just with a love and a fondness for food. But the Mediterranean diet wasn't necessarily something that we just decided, oh, this is healthy and great, so we're going to eat this way. It was just kind of the way that we instinctively ate. So it focuses on a lot of plant-based foods, whole unprocessed foods, vegetables and fruits, and whole grains and good fats. And it just makes you feel good. You know, I think you just feel good from the inside out when you're eating that way.
It's definitely a lifestyle. You know, it's the social interaction between food and people and just life in general. You know, you go on a walk after you have breakfast, and then, you know, just everything is about just having the enjoyment of life in balance.
Well, it definitely is appealing. I love that too, where, yeah, we have to eat to live, but it's part of who we are and our culture and our relationships, our family, our friends, and having people around the table is just, you know, that's community. And I really get that from just looking at your cookbook and also seeing some of these recipes and also hearing you guys talk. Now, I don't think we mentioned this on the air, that you guys are a couple, and I'm just wondering, how did you meet? Did you like run into each other at the fish market or the farmer's market, or how did you guys get together?
Well, kind of.
It's got to be a food encounter.
The fish market. I like that one. I might go with that story. We met at the fish market. No, but I was in grad school and Nick had just finished working on a film. And we had a mutual friend who kind of had been, you know, he'd been telling me about Nick and he'd been telling Nick about me, and we were both just busy and doing our own thing. And then, so we met after the first night, we ended up hanging out together for the next 30 days straight. And that involved a lot of food, a lot of adventures. The first night we hung out, we went to a place in San Francisco and bonded over salmon and crab cakes, and we joke that it was love at first meal. It sounds so corny saying it out loud, but it's so true.
I love that. Okay, so then how did you guys decide to actually start this business? I read, Bay, that you were writing for the San Francisco Weekly. And I'm just curious, how did the whole collaboration start with the food and the company?
So Bay had started, she had a website called Baked by Bay, which was her different baking recipes. And so she always had a dream of having a food blog and of some sort. And she's also was doing photography from San Francisco State, and just very creatively all over. So what we wanted to do was do something together. We didn't feel like separating and working different jobs and whatnot. So we decided to Create, come we create.
Yeah, and we did long distance for, I guess, like the first 6 months of our relationship until I was finished with school. And then we both moved to Orange County together. And so when we were finally in the same city, we just didn't want to be separated. And so we knew that we both didn't necessarily want to just go out and get normal jobs. Like, we really wanted something where we could utilize all different aspects of our creativity. And food was definitely something that pulled us together as a couple. And it was something we were both very passionate about. And in the beginning, it was easier for us to start doing, like Nick said earlier, we started doing personal chef service and catering, which was great. Let us meet a bunch of people. And so we focused heavily on just cooking for other people. And then from there, we got the cookbook deal and kind of, you know, ended up doing more of the food photography, the food styling. Although in our book, we don't focus as much on the food styling. We like, you know, lots of our shots were just taken in the moment. And we don't use, you know, we didn't even use reflectors. Like, we don't use any type of lighting. We just do everything very naturally. But yeah,
well, the photos are really, really great. And I was looking through the cookbook. It's fun to hear how this collaboration, you know, started out of your passion, your love for food, and then your talents. Like, you guys together are probably inspiring each other. And the idea is just, it's, you know, I know what it's like to do it on your own, but to have somebody that you're feeding off of and that it's your passion and moving forward, I love that. And the cookbook, you know, for people that are really looking to eat healthy, and even if you just want to eat tasty, this is what I like about it. It's healthy, but it's tasty and it's yummy. It doesn't matter if you're trying to lose weight or just live life. I mean, this is a cookbook that could appeal to a lot of people. I was looking through the recipes, and I just want to share just the titles of the recipes with a few of the listeners, all the listeners, because you guys have some good stuff. I love this roasted fennel and cauliflower soup. Broccoli pecan ravioli. I love that. Black peppered lamb chops with mint yogurt sauce. I really did. I think that's when I started to drool. I saw that one. And this one was really cool. This eggplant and Kalamata rolls. Did you guys just sit down and go, okay, we want recipes for every season. Okay, what can we do? How did you start? Did you go with, okay, the food is in season, and then pick your favorite ingredients and move forward like that?
It's kind of a lot of different things. I mean, some of it would be Bay or I waking up in the middle of the night and just being like, oh my God, I came up with a great recipe idea. Okay, here, let's write it down. And a lot of times it was just us just sitting down and thinking, okay, how can we put a spin on something that we've made, but, you know, something that's kind of hip or happening right now, and how can we make it a little different? A lot of them, like we were saying before, from recipes from family, tradition and whatnot. And then, yeah.
And I think eating seasonally is sort of something that, you know, we love just going to the market down the street and seeing what looks good and what's in season. And then the meal, I mean, if you start with fresh, good quality ingredients, your meal is just going to be 1,000 times better. And so eating seasonally kind of was something that also, just like the Mediterranean diet, happened for us. It just kind of happened organically and naturally. And then we decided to break the cookbook up into seasons when we realized, oh, so we're eating seasonally. This makes sense, because you don't want somebody to say this recipe sounds really good and then figure out that, you know, a prime ingredient that they need to make it isn't in season.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really how I started doing my recipes too. I would just go to the farmer's market. It's like, okay, what looks good? And then start from there and go backward. And I think the appeal of what you guys are doing too, it shows those ingredients that people can get locally and in season, and then shows you what to do with them. Because a lot of people, they want to eat healthy and they want to use the fresh ingredients, but they don't know how to start. And I always find it fascinating, because like you, I grew up in a family that cooked. We always were allowed to be messy in the kitchen and try new things. And we were encouraged. It was just part of life. But there are so many people, especially nowadays, younger people, And there's people my age too that they don't know what to do with a fennel bulb. You know, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. what do you do with that? So I like how you kind of started with the food and went from there. There's great practical information in your book as well, like the cooking by the seasons, your tips on gardening, also the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. I actually have that on my website too. It's just some real great basic information. So if people want to get the cookbook, it's called Living the Mediterranean Diet. They can order it on Amazon. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It's available on Nook and Kindle right now, and then the actual the book will be available May 26th, I believe.
Okay.
But it could be earlier than that.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. And your website is comewecreate.com. I know you guys are on Instagram as well, which I love. Don't you find that everybody just is a sucker for Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that definitely became our main way of using social media, just because it's just simple, fun.
It's amazing. It's the people that you can, we've especially realized that since moving to Portland, your ability to just connect with people over a simple hashtag. I mean, we've actually made friends through Instagram, and I think there's a lot of ways these days that social media, it can have a negative effect, but I think Instagram is a powerful tool if you're using it the right way, and it can have a positive effect, and it can bring people together rather than actually isolate them, which is neat.
I agree. And so you guys are doing some things. Talk about the thing you're doing with World Foods. For those people that don't live in Portland, can you tell everybody what you're doing with them?
Right. So World Foods is it's a family-owned specialty market, and the owners have a restaurant in Southeast Portland, and they have another market, but they recently opened up one in the Pearl District, which you aren't really familiar with Portland. The Pearl District is just like this very foodie-centric. It's just kind of where the foodies go. But now, I mean, all of Portland is phenomenal in the food sense. But World Foods, it's right down the street from us, and they just have fresh ingredients. They have a Mediterranean deli. They do homemade pizzas, and their bakery is just phenomenal. And people can go there and actually, you know, grab a glass of wine or a beer and walk around with it while they shop. And so it's very much just about bringing the community together and connecting through food. And so we run their Instagram and their Facebook and do all of their social media.
Yeah, the first time we walked in, we couldn't leave the place. We just, every single aisle just had this such cool different products and just their produce and everything, just so fresh and beautiful.
The owners joke and say that they think that we live there, because like this morning we went in for coffee at like, 8 o'clock, and we were just chatting it up and hanging out there for a while. And
they just, they're just really, really good people. This is the first time we really could say we felt at home in any place, any city. And a lot of it has to do with just the way that their family, brings the customers and everyone they work with. They just kind of create a big community, a big family.
And they've only been open for a year. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. They've only been open for a year, and they're getting some hype, and so it's really fun to be with them kind of in the beginning and see what's happening and the excitement. If viewers want, they can follow them. Their Instagram is World Food PDX, and so we post 7 days a week for them, and we do a Meet the Maker series every Thursday where we're connecting the vendors that provide their products to World Foods. We're connecting them with the community and allowing the community to kind of get to know them, little stories about them, tidbits of their lives.
That's great. I love that. And, things like that are popping up all over the country. And it's really a wonderful way to be connected with community. And that's really what it's all about. We're getting to the end here, but don't you guys have an event coming up? I thought you guys had something.
It's tentative now. The date we're not entirely sure about, but we are having a book launch party in Portland, but the book has gotten pushed back a little bit, so we aren't quite sure when the date will be, but...
Okay. Well, you know what? What you'll need to do is just text me, let me know, because I'll make sure that that goes up on my social media too, because I know people will want to connect with you there, and they can find you at comewecreate.com. We're getting to the end here. Nick Nigro and Date You Well, thank you so much. You guys are very inspiring, and I love seeing your enthusiasm about what you do, and it sounds like there's a lot of great things just ahead too. I'm excited.
Thank you so much, Nancy. It was so fun talking to you. I can't believe it's almost over.
I know. That's what happens. Oh, and I'm going to tell everybody, you've let me grab your watermelon gazpacho recipe. I'm going to throw that up on my blog and have links to your cookbook and all that good stuff so people can grab that. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. And thanks to everybody for listening to The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Thanks to Go Cleanse. And we'll see you next week. Bye now.